As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Someone did text in, would it infuriate you if the Dolphins took OG the second? And no, it would not. There's a tight end that you could select whenever you want to select them that would not infuriate me at all.
In the first round?
Yep. I ride and die with Aronde Gadsden for many, many years. And if Dolphins want to take him at 13, they have my blessing.
OG is listening right now. That's my ace for 20 years. I would be upset.
Wow. Well, then he ain't your ace.
That's my ace. We got to make a decision. I think OG might be upset if they took him at 13.
I would not be angry if Tennessee took him at number one overall over Cam Ward. Like, you're no friend.
I'm a friend, and I'm going to tell you, look, OG's about to ball out because his skill set is something that a lot of kids don't have.
Yeah, he's going to be a good NFL player, I think. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Florida Panthers playoff watch party Thursday, 6:30 p.m., Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Incredible atmosphere, mascot appearances. They'll have gloves off, the beer that they brew in partnership with the Florida Panthers. So if you're looking now, you can watch the game there tomorrow night as well. But the official Panthers watch party for game 2 of the playoffs is at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. And you will not do any better than there to watch the game with a bunch of Panthers fans tonight at Funky Buddha. Dan Day and trivia. Always have a good Monday night at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. Let's do headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Headlines brought to you by Durrell Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Durrell Hyundai.
Just to recap some of your local headlines, the Heat did lose yesterday to the Cleveland Cavaliers in game 1. We didn't really get to talk about their victory Friday night against the Atlanta Hawks, but
breaking Heat news. Breaking Heat news.
Ooh. Shams bomb?
No, Barry Jackson bomb. Heat have lost the random drawing tiebreaker with Memphis and Milwaukee, so they will pick number 20 in the NBA draft instead of 18 or 19.
Man.
Good.
A lower pick is better?
Good.
I'm
It'll look better when you draft a better player than either of those teams.
All right. Fair enough. Oh, by the way, on the celebrity birthdays today, Tony Danza is 74. That's the best impersonation that I do. Mona! Angela. What's the third one? Mona. Angela.
What is that?
Tony Danza.
Who's that?
Who's that? Who's Mona. The boss?
Angela. What's the third name? I can't find the
Who's
cast.
Who's the boss?
Who's Tony Danza?
Samantha. There you go. Mona. Angela. Samantha. Happy
Mona.
Birthday.
Mona.
Yeah, yeah. No, but that's the
Angela.
Name. Yeah, that sounds ridiculous. Let's leave the Tony Danza to me. Mona.
Mona.
Angela.
Angela.
Samantha.
Samantha.
Yeah. Oh, you sound ridiculous. Jared Allen, 27 today.
Tony Romo's 44 happens to be one of my best and real stories.
It is an excellent story. Give it to us in 30 seconds.
Tony Romo tried to cut me in line at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers media bathroom at halftime of a Bucs-Dolphins game that was on national TV. And
you
I told
there producing the game for the Dolphins radio network.
I was.
He was there as the A-list broadcaster for mm-hmm. CBS. Mm-hmm. And there was a line. There was one bathroom.
There's
in
one
the media
stall
area.
In the middle of the media area. There's alternate stalls you could walk a little bit farther down to. But I chose to go to the line before I got food at halftime. Romo thought he'll sneak over, scarf down a glizzy, and then cut somebody in line. The problem for Tony Romo was that the person he tried to cut was this guy right here. Mm. And you know what I told Tony Romo? Hey, Romo, hit the bricks, brother.
What did he say when he tried to, like, did he say, hey, I'm doing the TV broadcast with Nance, and I really, like, or did he just assume that you recognized him and you'd let him go ahead of you?
No, he tried to play it off like, oh, I didn't realize there was a line. No, okay, yeah. No, the six people standing behind me are just there for fun, Romo. No, they're just there for fun, for sure.
Hawk, if y'all don't believe in my 7-10 split and my hole-in-one, you can't believe this dumbass story.
Oh, I believe the story. What? He didn't stop Tony Romo, though. Tony Romo went and took a giant dump while Solana waited outside for 6 or 7 minutes and missed the beginning of the second half.
Nah, Jack. Nah, Jack.
And then he asked him for a quick picture.
Solana, nah. when you
took a picture of Tony Romo's dump.
When you hold the door for somebody and they don't say thank you, you whisper under your breath. Now you're going to get big man on Tony Romo.
There's no way that you stop Tony Romo. There's no way.
Tony Romo, I saw him walk over to get a glizzy. And I could have gone over and gotten a glizzy too, gentlemen. Right. But I decided, no, I need to pee. And I'm not going to make poor Jimmy Cephalo and Joe Rose wait for me to get back to the broadcast late. That would just be bad producing. So I'm doing my job here properly. I'll go to the bathroom. I'll take care of my business. And if there's time for a glizzy, then I'll go scarf down a glizzy before the broadcast has to begin again for the second half. Tony Romo decided he was going to get glizzy first, pee after.
This has nothing to do with you having the gumption to stop him. You're just repeating the story that you've told us.
He walks over to the stall.
That this part of the story is not true.
Well, it is. It is. I have never spoken.
How'd you stop him? You put your hand on his chest?
No, I just said, excuse me, there's a line.
I don't believe it.
No, you didn't.
Excuse me.
No, you didn't.
Excuse me, Romo. Hit the bricks. There's a line.
You said nothing.
It's very out of character for you.
He got in front of you. You probably encouraged him. Oh, right. You got it, big dog, or something like that. Oh,
I think
you got it, bro.
You didn't even need to use the bathroom after that because you peed all over yourself.
Your socks were wet.
I mean, it's not Dan Marino we're talking about here. I mean, it's Tony Romo, let's be honest. And it's not even like Tony Romo first year of him on the CBS broadcast where he was like a god. We're talking Tony Romo year two. Kind of fell off, if we're being honest.
Mona. Angela. Samantha. What are you doing? Anything else in the headlines or anything in the headlines?
I'm sorry.
I've watched Diddy tell you not to get a soda out the vending machine at work, and now you're going to stop Tony Romo from going to the bathroom?
Listen, had Tony Romo told me that, you know, this line is going all the way up.
Chill, fam.
NBA playoff schedule tonight. I guess you don't even care. You can't bet on it right now. Hard Rock Bet to have this down.
Yeah, man. Now I can see my total and my pending bets, but I can't see any lines. Oh, look at this. We are updating your sports betting experience. Please try again soon. Hmm. Holy mackerel. Is this DeSantis?
Hey, I don't like this.
I don't like this either. 516. I got action. I need to. There's a 640 Marlins start.
Yesterday, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Grizzlies by 51 points, largest margin of victory in a game one in NBA playoffs history. Fifth biggest margin of victory in the postseason ever.
Somebody texts in, Solana says the line had six people in it. If he can produce one of them to confirm this story, I will eat my hat.
This story's so, that's a damn lie.
Why would I make that up, though? It's just
oh, because
it's
you're a liar.
Well, yeah.
You, Solana, we caught you for a damn near decade lying over and over again.
I mean, you literally spent half of one show telling us how big a kayaker you were, and then the second half of the show admitting you'd never been in a kayak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is very true, yes.
Solana, I know what happened. The first part of the story is true.
Yes.
The A-team of the TV broadcast walks out. It is a NFL ex-quarterback, Tony Romo, and he wanted to skip the line. He skipped the line. You put your head down and act like nothing happened. He went and took a dump, and you said, I need to make this story seem like I'm a man. That's how it happened.
Absolutely not. I promise you. I promise you I am not lying. Tony Romo thought he could just walk in front of me and just kind of stand there and nobody was going to say anything. And I swear I looked at him and I said, hey.
Having a tough time with this.
Hey, Tony.
This is crap.
Hey, Tony, I've been standing in this line. You got to make the line as well. So hit the bricks, brother. And it's exactly what I told him, right to his face.
All right. Now that you give us more details, I believe you.
Hey, right here, sir.
And he said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize the executive producer of the Dolphins broadcast was waiting in line. So, and
excuse me, Mr. Romo, would you like me to wipe your ass for you?
He had his paper towels ready, laying on the counter so he can wash his hands. Yeah, man, we know how this went.
Bathroom attendant.
He turned into a bathroom attendant.
You were having your dinner in the bathroom, like the bathroom attendant.
Nah, man, I'm telling you, this story is 100%
true. Tony got his
hot
dog sitting on the toilet because you delivered it to him.
Exactly.
Mr. Ketchup Romo, and mustard, like Tony?
Dracar noir?
Nah, but it's sickening, you know, that somebody like Tony Romo just thinks that, oh.
Interest you with a certs with Retsin?
He doesn't have to wait for the line. I have to wait for the line. He doesn't because he's Tony Romo. He's wearing a tie. Like, okay. All right.
So why did you squirt the soap in his hand?
Panthers tomorrow, by the way. 8:30. Game one. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows will drop into the 70s. That is your weather.
You know he's told his fiance this story 100 times to act.
Well, the problem is it falls flat on her because she has no idea who Tony Romo is, because she had no idea who Dan Marino was. But I guarantee you he's told his brother and his dad that story. And by the way, wink, wink, they've had the conversations behind Solana's back where they know that that's not what happened.
Just play along with Alejandro, Daniel. Just play along with him.
A lot of looked at the other people in line. He was like, hey, back up, back up. Tony Romo, back up. Such a weird picture, too, because I picture like a buffet and just a toilet stall in the middle. Because you keep saying that there's a stall in the middle.
It's literally.
The press box isn't that big. It seems like a terrible place to drop a deuce.
You can't. Dropping a deuce in those two stalls in the middle of the press room is diabolical. Yeah, you can't do that.
Hey, man, I got IBS, man.
No, it's time. Yeah, no, that's a pee stall. That's exactly
why you have not progressed anywhere in the media.
Does it have a door?
Drop a deuce in that toilet.
Does it have a door?
Yeah, there's two doors.
Well, it's not a pee stall then. Pee stalls don't have doors.
Nah, that's a pee stall, man. I'm telling you right now.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We're going to kick you in the teeth, and when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
Hawk and Crowder.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour reminder. Thursday night's Panthers game two against the Lightning. Big official watch party at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. So keep that in mind. I'm thinking about actually going to that. That's always fun there at Funky Buddha. Yes. So I think it might be on the docket. We got to make room for Larry Bluestein coming up next. We got to get out of here. Before we do, I talk about Life Imaging FLA on this show. Why do I? Because one of the biggest knocks on our healthcare system is that it's reactive and not proactive. And I urge you to get proactive with your health. Life Imaging FLA tries to detect signs of cancer or heart disease before you're showing symptoms, using only a fraction of the radiation of most CT scanners. But 1 out of 3 people will die from heart disease. You don't want to become a statistic. You want to get proactive with your health. Hopefully you come out of there with great peace of mind. And again, you don't just do it for yourself. You do it for your loved ones. You need to call Life Imaging FLA for your free heart scan with just a few minimum requirements. They save lives with their FDA-approved, state-of-the-art, low-dose CT scanners. While you're there, you can ask about their cancer screenings as well. But it really is a great way to be proactive with your health. Life Imaging FLA, they have 3 convenient locations to choose from in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Dade County location in Coral Gables, beautiful, conveniently located. They have free valet parking as well. Call Life Imaging FLA for your free heart scan now with just a few minimum requirements. From your cell, call #250, say the keyword, free heart scan. It's #250, just say free heart scan, and you'll be connected to Life Imaging FLA in seconds. Speaking of in seconds, Larry Bluestein in seconds on this very radio station. Everybody, have a great and safe Monday night. Go Marlins! We will speak with you on a Panthers game day mañana.
Would you like a mint, Mr. Romo?
Angela.